This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 93 Biography of Dan Goldman, the Representative from New York. General Information. Daniel Sachs Goldman, commonly known as Dan Goldman, is a prominent American politician and lawyer who currently serves as the U.S. Representative for New York's 10th Congressional District. He was born on February 26, 1976, in Washington, D.C., making him 45 years old at the time of his election. Goldman is affiliated with the Democratic Party, and his political career has been marked by his legal expertise and commitment to public service. Early life and education. Dan Goldman was born into a family with a strong legal background. His father, Richard Goldman, was a prominent attorney. He grew up in Washington, D.C., where he was exposed to political and legal discussions from a young age. Goldman attended Sidwell Friends School, a prestigious private Quaker school known for its rigorous academic environment. After graduating from high school, he pursued higher education at Yale University, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in history. His time at Yale was marked by his involvement in various student organizations and his early interest in public policy and law. Following Yale, Goldman attended Stanford Law School, where he obtained his Juris Doctor, J.D., degree. At Stanford, he was known for his academic excellence and his participation in moot court competitions, which honed his legal argumentation skills. Early career. After completing his legal education, Dan Goldman began his career in law, initially working at the prestigious law firm of Davis Polk & Wardwell in New York City. Here, he specialized in white-collar criminal defense, gaining a reputation for his meticulous preparation and courtroom prowess. In 2017, Goldman's career took a significant turn when he was appointed as an assistant United States attorney for the Southern District of New York. During his tenure, he was involved in high-profile cases, including the prosecution of corrupt officials and financial crimes, which showcased his commitment to justice and public integrity. His legal career reached a national spotlight when he served as the lead counsel for the House Intelligence Committee during the first impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump in 2019. This role not only highlighted his legal acumen but also his ability to navigate complex political landscapes. Election history. Dan Goldman's entry into electoral politics came in 2020 when he decided to run for the U.S. House of Representatives from New York's 10th District. The district, which includes parts of Brooklyn and Lower Manhattan, was seen as a Democratic stronghold, but Goldman faced a competitive primary due to his relatively recent entry into politics. In the Democratic primary, Goldman campaigned on a platform of integrity, justice, and public service, leveraging his experience from the impeachment inquiry to underscore his qualifications. He won the primary with a significant margin, defeating several seasoned politicians, which was indicative of his appeal to voters looking for fresh leadership. The general election was less contentious, with Goldman securing a comfortable victory over his Republican opponent, thereby becoming the representative for New York 10. His campaign focused on issues like criminal justice reform, economic equality, and environmental protection, resonating well with the district's diverse electorate. Political stances. As a representative, Dan Goldman has positioned himself as a progressive Democrat with a strong emphasis on legal and ethical governance. He advocates for comprehensive criminal justice reform, pushing for policies that address systemic inequalities and promote rehabilitation over incarceration. Goldman is a vocal proponent of gun control, supporting measures like universal background checks, an assault weapons ban, and raising the age limit for gun purchases. His stance is influenced by his legal background and the understanding of the impact of gun violence on communities. On economic issues, he supports progressive taxation, affordable health care, and initiatives aimed at reducing income inequality. He has been critical of policies that favor the wealthy and has proposed legislation to increase funding for public education and infrastructure. Environmental policy is another key area for Goldman, where he advocates for aggressive action against climate change. He supports the Green New Deal and has worked on legislation to transition to renewable energy sources, reduce carbon emissions, and protect natural resources. In terms of foreign policy, Goldman has expressed a nuanced view, advocating for diplomacy and international cooperation while maintaining a strong stance on human rights and democratic values. His legal background informs his approach to international law and treaties, emphasizing adherence to international norms and agreements. Dan Goldman, representing New York's 10th Congressional District, has garnered significant support for several compelling reasons. His background as a former federal prosecutor, particularly his role in the impeachment proceedings against former President Donald Trump, has established him as a figure of integrity and legal acumen. Voters appreciate his commitment to upholding the rule of law and his experience in dealing with high-profile legal matters, which they believe will translate into effective governance. Goldman's campaign focused heavily on issues like public safety, affordable housing, and economic recovery, which resonate deeply with the constituents of New York 10. His pledge to address these critical areas reflects an understanding of the district's needs, particularly in a post-COVID world where economic disparities have widened. His proactive stance on these issues has won him favor among those who see him as a champion for the middle and working classes. Another pillar of support for Goldman is his advocacy for progressive policies. He supports initiatives like the Green New Deal, criminal justice reform, and universal healthcare, aligning with the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. This alignment not only appeals to the younger, more liberal voters but also to those who feel that systemic changes are necessary for societal advancement. His clear stance on these issues provides a sense of direction and hope for constituents looking for substantial policy shifts. Goldman's personal narrative also plays a significant role in his support base. Coming from a family with a history of public service, his personal story resonates with voters who value legacy and commitment to community service. His ability to connect his personal experiences with his political agenda makes him relatable and trustworthy in the eyes of many. Moreover, his engagement with community groups and his visibility in local events have solidified his image as a representative who is genuinely invested in his district. Lastly, Goldman's approach to politics, characterized by a focus on bipartisanship and constructive dialogue, has been a breath of fresh air for many. In an era where political polarization is rampant, his willingness to work across the aisle to find common ground on issues like infrastructure and education reform is seen as a pragmatic and necessary approach. This has not only broadened his appeal but also positioned him as a potential bridge builder in Congress, which is particularly appealing to voters tired of partisan gridlock. In summary, Dan Goldman's support in New York 10 stems from his legal expertise, his focus on key local issues, his progressive policy endorsements, his personal background, and his commitment to bipartisanship. These factors combine to present him as a well-rounded candidate capable of addressing both immediate and long-term challenges facing his constituents. Dan Goldman, the representative for New York's 10th Congressional District, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons. One of the primary criticisms leveled against Goldman is his perceived disconnect from the everyday concerns of his constituents. Many residents feel that his background as a wealthy attorney and his substantial personal wealth insulate him from understanding the economic pressures faced by the average New Yorker. This perception is exacerbated by his campaign funding, which largely comes from high-profile donors rather than grassroots support, leading to accusations that he is more beholden to elite interests than to the needs of his district. Another point of contention is Goldman's policy positions, which some constituents argue do not align with the district's diverse needs. His stance on issues like housing affordability, public safety, and economic development has been criticized for lacking depth or for being too centrist, failing to address the progressive demands of a district known for its liberal leanings. Critics argue that his policies often seem tailored to appeal to a broader, more moderate audience rather than directly tackling the pressing local issues like gentrification, homelessness, and the cost of living. Goldman's approach to community engagement has also drawn ire. There's a sentiment among some voters that he does not engage sufficiently with community groups or local activists, often appearing at events more for photo opportunities than for substantive dialogue. This has led to a feeling of alienation among those who feel their voices are not being heard or that their concerns are being sidelined in favor of more politically expedient issues. Moreover, his legislative record has been scrutinized. While Goldman has been active in Congress, some of his legislative efforts have been seen as either too symbolic or not impactful enough on the ground. His involvement in high-profile but less immediately relevant issues, like his role in the impeachment inquiry against former President Trump, has led some to question his focus on local versus national politics. Constituents often express frustration over what they perceive as a lack of tangible benefits from his time in office. Lastly, there's a general dissatisfaction with the political establishment, and Goldman, as a part of this establishment, inherits some of this discontent. His election was seen by some as a continuation of the status quo rather than a change, especially in a district that has shown a desire for more radical or at least more progressive representation. This dissatisfaction is compounded by broader political disillusionment, where voters feel that politicians, including Goldman, are more focused on maintaining power than on serving their constituents. In summary, the lack of support for Dan Goldman stems from a combination of perceived elitism, policy misalignment, inadequate community engagement, legislative focus, and general political cynicism. These factors contribute to a narrative where Goldman is seen not as a representative of the people but as part of a political machine that many in New York 10 are increasingly skeptical of. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.